Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Good to be in the presence of the Lord tonight. Amen. When the Ethiopian Crusades first started in Mara, Ethiopia, literally hundreds of thousands of people have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost there. In the beginning, they had a lot of enemies. People didn't want them to come to that place. They had a lot of opposition. But every year, about the time that they would have the Mara Crusade, that's an arid area of Africa, but rains would come. And it didn't take even worldly people long to figure out, hey, when these people come to town, the rain comes. Everybody gets a blessing. Amen. Everybody gets some benefit. Amen. And I think that ought to be the heartbeat of the church, that everybody gets a blessing. Even people that don't deserve it ought to get a blessing. Is that all right? I said even people that don't deserve it ought to get a blessing. I've actually been in services where people looked at people getting a blessing like, well, they don't deserve it. Well, God doesn't bless you because you deserve it. He blesses you because you need it. He blesses you because He's a generous God. He blesses you because He's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why God blesses folks. He blesses folks that will praise Him. He blesses folks that will believe Him. Amen. He blesses folks that will receive blessing. Amen. He's just a good God. He's worthy tonight just because He's God. Amen. Well, it's good to see you. Thank you for being here. Good to have Brother Worley with us tonight. Welcome home. Stand and give us a good word of testimony tonight, Brother Worley. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And of course, we're honored to have Brother and Sister Gedry and Amanda here tonight. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I'll not make you testify again. Sometimes they just like to kind of be one of us. Amen. That's all right, isn't it? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's go tonight to the word of the Lord. I'm going to the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians. I'm going to start with one verse of scripture, but we'll get around to some more. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 16. Above all, everybody say above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. I want to preach tonight about the shield of faith. Taking the shield of faith. You may be seated. The ancients, the time of the Apostle Paul, who wrote this verse, were acquainted with some kinds of armament and that we are not, don't use a whole lot anymore. But in Bible times, the shield was important. It's mentioned about 44 times in the Old Testament, only one time in the New Testament. But there were various kinds of shields. There was one target shield. It was a smaller shield. It was not huge. And then there was the shield that we're talking about here tonight. This particular shield is called thureos. And it comes from the Greek word thura, which means a door. It was called that because of its size. It was about 2.5 feet wide. It was about 4.5 feet long. It was made of a double thickness of wood, and it was overlaid with a oiled and hardened leather covering. And they could go to battle, and these shields could actually link together until they could almost form a mighty wall, just shield to shield, one after the other. If there was a rain of arrows coming down from above, they could raise them like a canopy and protect the army from arrows piercing through. So you can see that in this time of warfare, this particular piece of equipment was so very, very valuable. It was for the protection of the people. And the Bible says that we above all, everybody say above all. Above all, you got to take that shield of faith. Amen. The Bible, what does it say in Hebrews? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. It is impossible to please Him without faith. So above all, you got to have faith. You can't even start this journey without faith. You're not going to make it very far without faith. The reason a lot of people have a hard time living for God is because they allow their faith to become weak. Well, Brother Grissom, how do I strengthen my faith? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The greatest way to strengthen your faith is to get your head in this old book, and get this book not only in your head, but get it in your heart, and get it all over you, and come to services and hear it taught, and hear it preached, and learn how to love it, and learn how to live it, because that's where your faith comes from. Amen. Praise God. And so he said, above all, you got to have the shield of faith. Amen. And then secondly, I want you to notice he says that you got to take it. Amen. It's available. It's yours. But you got to take it. I'm going to promise you, the devil's going to get in your way when you try to have faith. The world's going to get in your way when you try to have faith. Obstacles and situations and just life in general is going to get in your way when you try to have faith. If you want faith, you're going to have to take it. You're going to have to make an effort to maintain it. It's going to be assaulted. It's going to be fought against, but you're going to have to take faith. Amen. Why? Because Paul said, with the shield of faith, ye, everybody say, shall, not might, not maybe, but ye shall be able. Ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts. No, that's not what it said. He said, you shall be able to quench all. Everybody say, all. Let's don't leave that word out. You shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to tell you, fiery darts are going to come your way. In Bible times, they would take spears and they would take arrows and they would put them into tar, into pitch, and they would light them with a torch, and they would burn, and they would shoot those flaming arrows at their enemy. But the protection, and the only protection they had, was to lift up that shield. Hallelujah. Amen. And that oiled leather, and those two thicknesses of wood, when it would funk into that shield, there was a protective coating that would put out the fire. Hallelujah. Amen. What are we talking about, Brother Grissom? I'm telling you tonight, the things that come into your mind, all of those thoughts are not from God. Let me tell you something. The devil can't make you do anything. I'm going to tell you how much power the devil has over a human being. He can plant a thought. That's all he can do. He can say a word. He can plant a thought And that's all the power he has. The excuse, the devil made me do it, really does not work. Because he can't make you do anything. All he can do is give you a thought. He shoots the fiery dart right into your heart, right into your head. Amen. And you know what I'm talking about. Every temptation begins as a thought. Let me say it again. Every temptation begins as a thought. Amen. That's why we got to be careful where we go. And that's why we got to be careful what we see. And that's why we got to be careful what we listen to. Because that's where thoughts come from. Thoughts come from what you see. Thoughts come from what you hear. Thoughts come from what you're exposed to. Thoughts come from the company that you keep. And so those are some areas that we guard carefully in our lives. Because that's where fiery darts come from. Eve was tempted because she was by a certain tree. And she may have been looking at it. I don't know. And the devil said, "Hath not God said that you can eat of all the trees of the garden?" And she said, "We can eat of all but one." Let me tell you what the devil likes to do. He likes to focus on your limitations. Amen. Why is it that people get hung up on the thou shalt nots instead of the thou shalts? There's thousands of things that we can do. There's millions of things that we can enjoy. There's just a handful of things that we are forbidden. But why do we get our eyes on the few things that are forbidden? Same old devil, same old tactic, same old people. Amen. But the thoughts that come in our minds are little arrows. The Bible calls them fiery darts. Amen. Peter talks about them as fiery darts. Paul calls them fiery darts. And they come as temptation into your mind. But the Bible said we raise the shield of faith. Our belief in God above all other things. Hallelujah. He's able. Amen. So he said that this shield will protect you. Now, I want to talk for a moment about some things that faith will not shield you from. There are a few things that faith will not shield you from. One of the things that faith will not shield us from is suffering. The Bible lets us know that we will suffer. Amen. That's right. Shake your head like this right here. Might as well. Amen. Now you might not want to hear that, but I'm going to say it anyhow. Faith's not going to keep you from suffering. You can have a lot of faith and still suffer. Amen. Let me prove it to you tonight if you look a little skeptical. Job 1 and 8 said, "And the Lord said to Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil." Satan was looking for somebody to try, and the Lord did not shield Job, but he offered Job. He offered Job up as a target. He painted a big bull's eye on his chest and said, "That's the man." Amen. Yes, he did. And you remember what Satan did. He took everything that he had. Everything. All of his possessions. His very family, except for his wife. And I'll stop there. Job chapter 2 verse 3, it happened again after he'd lost everything but his faith in God. The Lord giveth, The Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You see, he still had faith. Losing everything couldn't take it away from him. Amen. And then, the second chapter, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? Amen. He's still got something. He has his life. And he has his faith in God. He hasn't lost that. And Satan said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. Amen. But put forth now thy hand, touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. Now that's kind of interesting. Who put forth his hand? He told the Lord. He said, you put forth your hand, you touch him. Amen. Praise God. Now, he said, you touch him. You touch him with sickness, and he'll curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, he's in thy hand. Touch not his life. You can take everything but his life. Amen. You can try to take his faith. But God knew Job's faith. I said God knew Job's faith. He knew how much Job loved him. He knew how much faith Job had. He said, go ahead, try him. He's the best I've got. You know what? When you're going through a hard time, it just might be. But the Lord's just been talking to the devil and said, he's the best I've got. Have a go at him. Amen. I read about a king one time. And he went to the maker of mail, or the suits of armor that people wore in that time. And he said, I want you to make me the best suit of armor that you can make. So the guy said, I will. So he made him the suit of armor, and he brought it to the king. He said, it's ready. The king said, okay, put it on. And the guy put it on. And the king called a bunch of his soldiers in there, and he said, get him. I mean, they went after him, started jabbing him with swords and shooting at him with arrows and banging on him with maces. And men, whenever he just went, used everything on him. And when he got through, the guy was hollering and screaming. And he finally stopped. He said, what in the world are you doing? He said, I wanted to see if it works before I get in it. You said you could do it good. I just wanted to see if it was. Amen. Praise God. Hey, when God puts his faith in you, he knows that it'll stand the test. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so faith is a shield that will quench all the fiery dart of the enemy. Suffering may come our way. It did. It didn't miss Jesus either, did it? It didn't miss him. The Bible said he was tempted in every way, like as we are, yet without sin. Amen. He never failed. His faith never failed. He never dropped the shield. He stayed faithful all the way. Amen. Praise God. How about the apostles? I love this verse, Acts chapter 5. Verse 40. Now this is talking about when the council got together. To him they agreed, when they had called the apostles. Now don't miss this. It's easy to read right over it. And beaten them. It's just a few words, but it was a serious beating. 39 stripes. They were seriously, truly, physically beaten. We can read right over that if we're not very, very careful. And beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they had been counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ. Amen. They just got through beating them and they let them go. And they said, don't do it again. What did they do? They left rejoicing. My. Praise God. How's your faith tonight? How's your faith tonight? Amen. Are you victorious? Hallelujah. Amen. Are you still standing strong? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't be like the guy in testimony service said, the devil's been after me all along. Bless his holy name. No, sirree. Amen. Praise God. No, he hadn't been after you. Amen. You got to have that faith that's strong. Amen. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. I'm not tossing in the towel. I'm standing strong. I'm marching on. I believe in revival. I believe God's going to save my family. I believe God's going to save souls. I believe God's going to save my children. I believe God's going to... You got to get that faith, folks. Do you hear what I'm saying tonight? It's not enough to just sit down. It's not enough just to sit on the pew. We got to stir up that faith tonight and put it to work. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Paul. Yeah, he suffered, didn't he? Amen. My. The suffering that he did go through. I've always thought he had the strangest calling of anybody. Acts chapter 9:16. The Lord said, Ananias, he said, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. I want a calling. Hey, Paul, why don't you come suffer for me? Now, how many of you would have just came running to the altar to receive that call? Huh? We can't even get folks to come promising them the Holy Ghost. Hey. But the Lord, that was his calling to Paul. He said, I want you to tell him how great things he's going to suffer for me. And boy, did he. 2 Corinthians 11, we've read it several times lately. Verse 23, he said, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Not one beating, 5 times. Folks, that's a lot of beating. Amen. That's what, 195 stripes? That's quite a few scars. The guy's literally a raw piece of meat. Amen. And then he goes on. He said, in 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils in waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness, anybody weary, in painfulness, anybody know about pain, in watchings often, couldn't sleep, in hunger and thirst, in fastings, often, in cold and nakedness. Amen. Beside those things which are without, that which cometh upon me day to the care of all the churches. I'm just saying tonight that faith will not keep you from suffering, but faith will keep you in suffering. No matter what you're going through, faith is going to make it a valley instead of a grave. A valley is just a grave with both ends knocked out. That's what it is. Amen. And the Lord promised to take you through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. Amen. So all of these things, suffering really happened to the church. And it's going to happen to you and me. Amen. We're not going to escape some of these things. Another thing that faith will not keep you from is death. Amen. I would love to see the church get a whole new prospect about death. A whole new perspective about dying. Amen. Praise God. I'm seeing something refreshing on the scene. I see people begin to, you know, go to funerals and want to shout when somebody goes to heaven instead of just boo-hoo and cry. And, you know, I know we miss people. Amen. But hey, folks, they made it. They made it. They have it made tonight. Amen. That's what they lived their life to do. That's what they fought the devil for. Amen. And so I'm just simply saying tonight, it would be good if we could just kind of change our perspective a little bit and make it a little more apostolic. Amen. Precious lady that we knew was real sick and she was facing death and she told her husband, she said, "Don't you dare pray for the will of God." She said, "I want to live." That was one of the most honest things I've ever heard in my life. I like honesty. How about you? Praise the Lord. Praise God. I just want to live. Don't pray for the will of God. I want to live. Amen. Of course, you said it half in jest, and I'm sure half in real sincerity, because she was facing the crossing of the river. She made the journey successfully. But faith is not going to keep you from dying. But I tell you what it's going to do. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54. "So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption..." Don't that sound good? Amen. Now, if you don't think this old body is corruptible, you just need to take a good look at it. And if you're young, you probably don't know much about that yet. Amen. But I'm going to promise you, if you live long enough, you're going to see things happen to it. I used to run like a deer. Now I run, people say, "Oh, dear, hope we don't have a heart attack." Things change in life. Amen. But nonetheless, this old body is corruptible. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm not going to get too much into that. It gets real gross when you do. Amen. "And this mortal shall put on immortality." Amen. "Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. And then he says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" And then he goes on to say that the sting of death is sin. Let me tell you something. Jesus pulled the stinger right out of death for the child of God. Amen. Death doesn't even have a sting in it anymore for the child of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm saying tonight, amen, faith will not keep you from dying, but faith will keep you on the other side, and it'll bring you forth. Ain't no grave gonna hold this body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, gonna get up out of the ground, because ain't no grave gonna hold this body down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, I'm talking to you tonight about taking the shield of faith. Amen. It's important that we have that. I'm telling you, the shield of faith will keep you from the world. Yes, sir. Amen. Well, what's so great about the world, Brother Christian? Why is the world so bad? Because of what it does to you. Amen. It doesn't think like a Christian thinks. Yes, and it'll do everything it can to make you think like they think. Amen. Praise God. If you're not careful, this world will make a monkey out of you. Or at least your ancestors. Amen. I knew it was going to happen. I knew it. I knew it was coming. I just didn't know when it was going to get here. But this week I read about it. You know, we've been hearing so much about animal rights. Guess what? In Sweden, now somebody's promoting plant rights. Let's don't abuse the plants. Amen. Don't eat the precious plants. Just die. If you can't eat animals and you can't eat plants, what going to eat, friend? Air? I knew somebody was going to get around to that. We live in a weird world, folks. We live in a strange place with some strange people. Amen. I knew it was headed that way when folks started talking to plants. Coochie, coochie. Amen. Praise God. We're way down the road, folks. Amen. Praise God. You might as well laugh about it. It's just fact. It's weird out there. It's a strange world that we live in. Amen. Praise God. Now, Jesus prayed a prayer, two prayers. John 17:15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. The Lord said, don't take them out of here. Leave them here. But keep them from evil. How can the world be saved without a preacher? And how can you preach except it be sent? Amen. This world needs a witness. This world needs somebody to show them the way. This world needs light, and you're the light. This world needs truth, and you know the truth. He said, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world. You just keep them while they're here. Amen. Praise God. I'm saying tonight that your faith will keep you while you're here. Your faith will keep you from the evil. Praise God. Amen. And hey, it's getting pretty evil out there, folks. It's getting worse. I'm not a negative person. I'm a very, very positive person. But I'm telling you, this whole world's not very positive anymore. You read about the things that are going on, and I'm telling you, it's just... Where do we ever reach the point where we're just not shocked anymore? I mean, just when you think, I've read it all, you haven't. Just when you think the worst has happened, it hasn't. It's a strange thing that we're dealing with. But if there was ever a time when the world needed light, it needs it now. If there was ever a time the world needed somebody to stand up for truth, they need it now. Amen. Amen. If the world ever needed a people that have peace in the midst of the storm, it's right now. Amen. Praise God. If there was ever a time when the church can be a great witness, it's now. If there's ever been a time when the world was ripe for revival, it's now. Amen. Praise God. Amen. John 16:33. These things have I spoken unto you that you may have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. Everybody say shall have. That's a promise. And Jesus made it. You're going to have pressure. Tribulation. In this world. And then he said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so he let us know that he overcame, and we also can be overcomers. Amen. Praise God. And faith will help us to overcome the world. Hallelujah. Anybody believe that tonight? Praise God. Faith will help you to be an overcomer in this world. Amen. Well, how does that happen? It's amazing how it happens. I mean, literally amazing. I've heard people make comments like, you know, well, I would really like to be a Christian, but I can't be a Christian because I'm not like you. Yes, you are. We're covered with the same stuff. Right. All of us. Amen. But I'll tell you how you can make it. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things become new. Old things are passed away, and all things become new. That's the only way that you're going to make it in this world, is to get rid of the old man and take on the new man. Praise God. But God said, I'm going to give you a brand new life. That's what he meant when he talked to Zacharias or Nicodemus, I'm sorry, and said, you must be born again. Hallelujah. So the Bible promises us a new life that we have by faith. Amen. Amen. It works, people. Amen. I had a friend in Bible college that went to take a lie detector test to get a job. And before he went, he thought, well, what am I going to say when they asked me if I ever stole anything? He said, before I was a Christian, I used to steal. He said, what am I going to say when they asked me if I take drugs? He said, before I was a Christian, I used to take drugs. And he was all worried. So he strapped him down and got him ready to take his test. And the guy starts out, asks his name a few questions. And he says, have you ever stolen anything? And he said, not since April 21st, 1974. Amen. Then he asked him, have you ever taken drugs? He said, not since April the 21st, 1974. And everything you would ask him, he'd say, not since April the 21st, 1974. And when he got through with the test, the guy said, well, you did fine. You passed all right. He said, but what in the world happened on April the 21st, 1974? He said, well, he said, that was the night that I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and I became a new creature, hallelujah, and I became a new man. Amen. Hey, that's what your faith will do. It makes you a new creature, hallelujah. It delivers us from our past. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Justified. Somebody said the way you identify that or the way you define that is just as if I'd never sinned. Amen. That's what justified means. Just as if I'd never sinned. Hallelujah. Amen. Not because we're good, but because He's good. Not because we're righteous, but we have the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Amen. We're justified. One of our missionaries in Africa, the witch doctor came to see him. And he said, I'm going to embarrass you in front of your church. And the missionary said, how are you going to do that? He said, because I'm going to dredge up the spirits and they're going to tell me what you've done in the past and I'm going to expose your sins. And the missionary said, you can't do that. And he said, yes, I can. He said, I've done it to missionaries before. And so he started his mumbo jumbo and all of his stuff. And after a little while, he got this big puzzle on his face. And he said, I don't know what's wrong. He said, I can't see anything. I just keep seeing red. And he said, I don't understand. I've done this to other missionaries. I don't know why I can't do it for you. And he said, I'll tell you why. He said, because I have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins. And they're all under the blood. And you can't see them. And you'll never see them. Because I have been justified. Amen. By faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Hey, folks, I'm saying your faith will justify you, not your feelings. Brother Grissom, I don't feel very justified. Well, that's all right. You don't have to feel justified. Some days, you know, you feel one thing. Some days you feel another thing. Amen. It's not about your feelings. It's about your faith. Amen. Praise God. We're not going to be saved by our feelings. We're going to be saved by our faith. Amen. Praise God. We walk not by sight. We walk by faith. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Your faith, friend, it's going to keep you. It's going to justify you. Justification means that you have a new position before God. Amen. You're not a sinner. You're a saint of God, child of God. Amen. 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 Faith will help you to deal with your old daddy. Amen. We were at one time sons of sin, daughters of sin. Amen. Yes, we were. All of us. Praise God. All of us were born under the curse of sin. Amen. But Romans chapter 8, verse 14 said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Amen. We're not subject to bondage. We're not slaves to sin any longer. Amen. He said, but he goes on to say, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Amen. Hey, folks, we're adopted into a new family. I have a new daddy tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I have a new father, and he's a good one. Amen. I was blessed to have a good earthly father. Not everybody is. I'm very sorry to say. But let me tell you something. If you didn't have a good earthly father, you can have a good heavenly father. He'll always treat you right. He'll always love you. Amen. He'll always help you. He'll always hear you. He'll never leave you. He'll never abuse you. He'll always be much better to you than you could ever deserve. Amen. Your heavenly Father is perfect. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, I have faith tonight. I have a new daddy. Praise God. Now, I'm not going to say that my new daddy's a sugar daddy. He's not. He's a mature father. Now, a mature father will correct you when you need it. You know, a father that just lets his kids get away with everything is not a good father. Say that again. A father that just lets his kids get away with just anything is not a good father. When people do wrong, they need to be corrected so they'll know right from wrong and learn how to do right. Amen. And my daddy's like that. The Bible said, whom the Lord loveth, he chastiseth. That means he'll whip the daylights out of you if you need it. Amen. But he knows how to correct us. But let me tell you something about the Lord. He'll never beat you when you're down. Do you know what I said? He'll never beat you when you're down. That's why you see people that you may not think deserve blessing, but the Lord says, I'm going to bless them first. I'll restore them first. I'll strengthen them first. And then after they're strengthened, they'll be able to understand the chastising. God doesn't beat people when they're down. And we shouldn't either. And we ought to build people up. Matter of fact, it's not your job to chastise anybody. That's his job. When God saved you, he did not give you a star and a pistola. No, he didn't. He didn't give the pastor one either. He handed me a mail bag with this in it right here. And he said, go tell him about this. Amen. Go tell him about this. This is my job right here. Not shooting people and putting them in jail. This is my job right here, delivering the mail. Praise God. He said, go you into all the world and preach criticism and judgment to everybody you see. I don't believe I read that. He said, go you into all the world and preach what? The gospel. What's gospel? Good news to every creature. Amen. Your father, he'll correct you, but he'll only do it in the right way at the right time. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a good daddy, isn't he? Amen. I love these verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be ye not deceived. Everybody say, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Now listen very carefully. Don't be deceived. Now this world will deceive you. This world's going to tell you that everybody's going to heaven. This world will tell you it doesn't matter how you live your life. God loves you and he's going to take everybody to heaven. If he took everybody to heaven, then heaven would be just like earth. And it ain't too good. No, sir. Now you listen closely. He said, be not deceived. Neither fornicators. Fornication is every form of sexual sin. Nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. Now that's what the Bible says. I know people don't say that, but that's what the Scripture says. The world says it's okay. The Bible says it's not okay. The Bible says you can't inherit the kingdom of God if you're doing those things. If you're living that way, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. God's not going to pollute His kingdom with these things. Amen. So how do you inherit the kingdom of God? He tells us in the next verse. I love this. But such were, everybody say were. Let's say it again. Say it like you're kind of happy about it. And such were some of you. Hallelujah. But ye are washed. Ye are sanctified. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what we used to be. That was B.C. before Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is A.D. in the year of our Lord. Amen. Aren't you glad He came into your life? And when He came, He made a difference. Amen. That's what faith does. Amen. It changes your life forever. Amen. Praise God. Now, He said, let's say it again. Above all. Above all. You can put that up here if you want to. Ephesians 6 and 16. Above all. Taking. Might say taking. Let's stand together. It's easier to take if we're standing. Amen. I want you to reach out and take it tonight. Amen. Get your hand out there and get a hold of it. Amen. He said you got to take the shield of faith. God's offering it. But you have to take it. Lay hold on it. Get your hands on it. Amen. Take it. And once you get a hold of it, you hang on to it. Amen. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Folks, don't lose your faith in God. Don't lose your faith in God. Above all other things, hold on to your faith in God. This is such a treasure tonight. And I'm so thankful for faith in God. I really am. A number of years ago, I felt inadequate. I still do. But I felt especially inadequate when I preached about suffering, because I didn't feel like that I'd ever suffered very much. I felt like that I had been so blessed, and I still feel that I'm very blessed. But you know what? I've been through a few things now. I've had a lot of losses in my family. I've lost a lot of the people that were the very closest to me and dearest to me. And I've had a lot of disappointments. I've suffered a little loss by now. But I'm so thankful tonight for my faith. I'm telling you, I'm so thankful for my faith. I'm so thankful for faith in God. I see people facing the same things that you and I face every day. And friend, they're falling apart. They got to take a pill to get up. They got to take a pill to get going. They got to take another pill to keep going. Then they got to keep take a pill to calm down. Then they got to take a pill to go to sleep. Then they got to take another pill to get up. Amen. They live their whole life chemically. I don't say that tonight in anything but gratefulness that thank God for faith. I'm not talking about medical problems. I'm talking about stress in life. I'm talking about not being able to handle what life brings your way because of lack of faith. But friend, when you have faith, things come, and faith is there. It takes your hand and it says, I'll go with you. I'll get you through this. Amen. There have been times I was a little bit worried because I wasn't very worried. You know, everything around me, everybody seemed to be so worried about things, and I wasn't. And I thought, well, is something wrong with me? And then it dawned on me, no. You just have faith in God. You just believe He's going to take care of it. You just believe He's going to take care of you. You just believe He's going to take care of your family. And you know what? I still believe that. I still believe that. How about you? Are you glad for your faith tonight? Amen. It's going to get you through, folks. No matter what you're facing, it's going to get you through. Thank God for faith. Amen. Could we thank Him right now? Could we just thank Him right now? Could you lift up your voice and just begin to thank Him for faith? Just something so simple as faith. God, I'm so grateful tonight for this faith. And the peace that it brings. And the joy that it brings. And the confidence that it bestows. I'm so thankful tonight. Oh, I pray that I'm not boastful, but I want to be very grateful for faith in God. You're so good to us. I thank You. I trust You. I praise You. You're good. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Just have faith in God for deliverance. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Oh, have faith in God. In God. Have faith in God for deliverance. Have faith in God. Oh, Jesus, never fails. Jesus, never fails. Amen. Amen. He never fails, folks. Your faith. Get that shield. Hold on to it. It had a strong handle strap on the back. And it was a lifesaver. And it still is. It still is. It'll save you from a whole lot if you just get a hold of the shield of faith. Amen. Aren't you glad for it tonight? It'll cover your life. It'll cover your family. Thank God for faith. Amen. You sing a chorus in faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. Amen. Doesn't take a whole lot, does it? Praise God. But you got to have it. And you got to hold on to it. Amen. Praise God.